This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. At the Library of Congress later this month, five teenagers from across the country will be honored as National Student Poets. Among those five is Darius Atifat Peckham of Interlochen, and he joins us now. First of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So as a National Student Poet, you are to serve as literary ambassador, and for you it will be for the Midwest region. So what specifically does that mean? What will you be doing?
So, you know, I go to school up at Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan. So I'll be working around that area. Different schools can go on the site and request my services, my poet services, I guess. In the larger sense, you know, we'll be traveling around reading our own poems with each other, the five student poets. We have a reading in D.C. We have a reading in Newark. I mean, I'm super excited for it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what drives you. Why has poetry become a significant part of your life?
I always grew up around poetry. My mom was a poet. My dad is a poet. My stepmom is a poet. And what I write about, I write about kind of reconnecting with a heritage that I haven't really been able to remember or be in contact with as much as I'd like to. I'm an Iranian-American. My mom passed away when I was 3 years old in a car accident with my brother. You know, my entire life has just been kind of trying to reconnect with that heritage. The Iranian part of that heritage is, for a lot of my life, has felt kind of far away, difficult to reach. You know, and this is what my mom wrote about, was her experiences as an Iranian-American. And that gives me kind of a way to reconnect with her and with my heritage.
Well, let's break those two things down just a little bit. As you mentioned, you're Iranian-American at a time when the relationship between America and Iran are tense. Does that tension affect you personally or your poetry?
You know, I think that it's important that there are just Iranian people in America who are involved in the arts, who are involved in that kind of empathy and that kind of beauty. So, you know, I try to let my work speak for itself and try not to go too political, but sometimes it's difficult, you know, with the climate as it is. My grandparents are Iranian, so, you know, they have some trouble going back and forth. My grandma was just telling me she went to visit her family in Iran, and then she came back through London Airport, and she said, they asked her where she was going, and she said, I'm going to America, and they're like, why would you want to do that? You know, and it's just like the tension around the world really is affecting Iranian Americans and Iranians everywhere. So, you know, it's difficult not to get political, but, you know, you try and let your work speak for itself.
You mentioned that you're in a family of poets and that you lost your mother in a car wreck about 14 years ago. You were quite young, three. How much has her poetry and that loss affected your desire to compose poems?
Absolutely. I grew up around poetry. I read poetry at a very young age. One of the things that made me connect with my mother the most when I was little was just reading her poems. She had a book of poems come out with Coffee House Press in 2000. So, you know, I had that book of poems to go back to and read when I felt like I was, you know, lost in that connection and I wanted to be reconnected. So I would read those poems and gain inspiration from them. Nowadays, I'm just trying to kind of find my own voice and decide what, you know, what's right for me that way.
Well, you said you're trying to find your own voice. What kind of poetry outside of the family draws you?
Yeah, actually, right now, I mean, I think the most important poets, at least in America right now, are people of color, people, you know, immigrants. So I'm really drawn to people like Solmaz Sharif. There's an Iranian poet named Shola Wolpe, who's just an amazing translator, amazing poet. I got to see her read. It was incredible. And also Black poets right now, I'm really drawn to Ross Gay, Marcus Wicker, Rita Dove, and Tracy K. Smith, who I'll get to meet in August, which I'm so incredibly excited for. You know, and I think these marginalized voices are so especially important right now in poetry and in America. So,
you've written some poems. Let's talk about your poetry a little bit, about death and war. That's pretty heavy stuff for a 17-year-old. Why do you feel the need to tackle such tough subjects?
I don't know. I guess it's just what I feel drawn to. I also write a lot about music, a lot about just, I'm trying to get back into that. This is what I love about Ross Gay's Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude. That book is all about joy, his path towards it. So I'm trying to write about war, but I think you can't really connect with that joyful feeling without also exploring the depths of sadness, of war and brutality. And so I'm trying to make my way towards that feeling where I can write about that pure joy.
Well, I think we should hear one of your poems. Would you read one of them for us, please?
Yeah, absolutely. This is called Of a Sufi Woman. My mother's sadness, diaphanous, which to me was like the rolled prayer shawl held overhead, one's toe breaking the shallows, stepping where cardinal fire bloomed dark on the wet stones. Give heed to the shots of fire crackling behind her. Hope that the gears don't slick in the river's current.
So why did you want to read that poem? Why did you choose that one for us?
You know, it's a short poem, but I found this picture online after the Sinai Mosque attacks in 2017. Basically, that was militants, gunmen went in and attacked this Sinai Mosque. And it's a Sufi mosque, so, you know, there are all these people there who were praying. And if you don't know much about the Sufi religion, it's this really peaceful sect of the Islamic religion. And my mother was really, really interested in Sufism. There are amazing Sufi poets, Hafez. Rumi was very drawn to that religion. It's a very peaceful, very intellectual, thoughtful religion. And they were attacked, and I found this picture of this woman walking out of the mosque, you know, while it's going up in flames behind her, and she's walking out and she's holding this prayer shawl over her head while stepping through a river current. And I just saw so much, you know, sadness, so much hope also instilled in the picture that she, you know, she brought that prayer shawl with her, that it was important enough in that moment for her to say, you know, I'll need this even through this hardship. So I was drawn towards that and tried to kind of do a brushstroke of what I saw there.
Your mom has a legacy of poetry, and you, I assume, read it occasionally. How does that feel today, now that you're a recognized poet yourself?
You know, it feels good. A lot of people telling me that I'm, you know, living through her, that I'm, you know, kind of continuing her legacy, and I'm trying to find my own start. But I also want people to know that, you know, her voice has always been so inspiring to me throughout my childhood, throughout my teenage years, you know, and just having this, you know, this beautiful voice to fall back on, this calm, this empathetic and beautiful voice is just, you know, it's an incredible asset to me. And, you know, I hope if she were here that she'd be, you know, she'd be happy with what I'm doing. And that's kind of how I feel about it. But,
Darius, I've got one more question, and it gets to the soul of everything, I think. Do you write for an audience, or do you write whatever comes out of your heart?
You know, I think that it's important to recognize who your audience may be as a poet. I think it's important to write something that you think will help not only yourself, but, you know, everyone who needs it. Ultimately, you know, there's not a large audience for poetry, and it's larger than you think, but it's not like, you know, fiction or novels, that kind of stuff. But really, the people who are picking up your poems are people that really, you know, need it, really feel like they are connected to that voice. And so I think I'm drawn towards my audience, but I think I try to write from the heart, you know, just so that I can write the truest, you know, most real thing that that I can for that audience.
Darius Adifat Peckham is a senior at Interlochen Arts Academy. He's been named a National Student Poet for 2018, representing the Midwest. It's been an honor talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.